All right, let's take our Bibles this morning, Ephesians chapter 6. We're continuing with our theme that you see in the wall behind me, and having done all to stand. And I probably won't review everything I've preached every Sunday morning. That could be a whole message, right? Once we get a few months into the year. But we have been preaching on this for the last couple of weeks. The first week, we actually preached on the theme itself and having done all to stand. And how is it that we stand? We stand by plugging into our power source. We stand by putting on our armor. And we stand by plotting our enemy. Then I preached a verse there out of verse 13 about standing in the evil day, and how important it is as Christians that we understand that there's coming evil days in our life. And when those things happen, God expects us to do what He expects us to do every day, and that is to stand. Last week, we actually started talking about and preaching about this the pieces of the Christian armor. And I did not spend a lot of time on the armor when I preached the first message, but now I'm going to take a week at a time per piece and talk to you about what it is and what it means in our life. Last week, I preached on the first piece, and that is the loins girt about with truth, and that's referring to our moral purity and how important it is as Christians that we make sure this area of morals is right in our life. Today, I'm going to be preaching on the next piece of armor, and that is found again in verse 14. So if you find your place, stand with me together, and I will read verses 10 through 14. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth,